Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Karamelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. Are you saving your money?
Yes.
A lot?
We're hitting our savings goals.
You're looking at me like you're so confused. Okay, let me tell everybody the story. Many years ago, Mr. Popowich here had a conversation with his brother about if Taylor Swift ever comes to town, he will have to take his kids and his brother and family members. So now we're talking a large group here. Taylor Swift has made her announcement next fall.
No. Toronto.
6 days of performance. We're hearing the average spend is going to be $1,800 per person. And you said you're going to be buying.
I did throw a caveat in. I said, I get to pick the place. So he said, great, I want this concert. I said, well, I get to pick the place. So if I can find it cheaper.
You're not going to find it cheaper than a direct flight to Toronto. You're going to be staying at your in-laws' house.
Yeah, with everybody. I'm moving everybody in.
You cannot, and you'll still spend $1,800 to $2,000 a person.
Awesome.
Because I know you won't wait online to buy tickets. You'll have to buy it in the secondary market.
I've got two children.
Mr. Popowich is going to be saving money like crazy. The economic spending category is going to go down because you're not spending any money because you're saving to go to Taylor Swift. I love it.
Okay. Oh boy, I didn't realize it was so bad.
I love it. I love it.
All right. Well, aside from Taylor Swift, let's talk a little bit about what's going to be on the show and a little bit about what happened in the markets, because it wasn't just the Taylor Swift effect on inflation this week.
Yeah, we're seeing more and more people move to Calgary. Where are they coming from? Is it within Canada, international?
Yep.
Why Calgary? What's the supply like? What's the impact to people? How long is this going to last?
Right.
This is going to be a very interesting topic. And then we also have another topic that's close to both of us now.
Yep.
We're talking about
dementia.
Unfortunately,
you've joined your family has joined the crew here.
Yeah, so my father has been diagnosed pretty early right now of dementia. And now we're in the early stages of retrofitting his home.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm interested about this one case, or this one story particularly, is that it's determining driving capabilities.
Well, and driving is such a... It's attached so heavily to our independence, right? This is one of the toughest things, whether you have dementia or not, as you age, right? As your capacity diminishes to be able to drive, people are generally reluctant to do it. But in dementia cases, it's even a more special set of circumstances. So how do we accurately assess that, right?
Yeah.
For the safety of everybody involved.
We've had a very interesting week in the markets, economic and earnings numbers. This was probably the busiest earnings week in the U.S. particularly. Also came across to Canada. The telecommunication industry didn't do so well, generally speaking, in Canada on their earnings numbers. The U.S. had some tech companies that took a lot of the limelight amongst a whole bunch of other companies that are economically driven, cyclicals we call them.
The
earnings were okay.
S&P earnings are okay. 80% of companies are beating. Okay, their earnings are contracting when you look year over year.
Correct.
But the amount of contraction has been steadily falling, right? So market coming into the earnings season, pricing in something worse than what's playing out.
So better than bad is good.
Yeah. If you do better than expectation, and expectations are being priced one way, that's a good news story, right? So there has been some resilience economically in earnings, better than what was expected. But it's not to say there isn't a contraction happening.
What about this short-term, I call it the uppercut punch to the U.S. when the rating agency Fitch came out and downgraded the U.S. credit rating?
Yeah, the credit worthiness of the U.S. That was a surprise to the market. Now, in fairness, Fitch did put them on negative watch on the U.S. government or U.S. credit worthiness on watch. But I would say generally it was a surprise. Everybody was generally caught off guard by that. Market doesn't like surprises. So... it doesn't surprise me that maybe markets took it, sold off. You saw yields go higher on that. But if we go back to the S&P 500 downgrade 11 years ago.
2011, I think.
Yeah, it was something like 11, 12 years ago. We've been through this before. It tends to be pretty short-lived. Now, we did have some high-profile names providing some commentary on this downgrade, right?
Yeah, and we had Jamie Dimon, and we had Warren Buffett, we've had Elon Musk, of course.
Janet Yellen.
Can't keep quiet about that kind of stuff.
Dimon was interesting, though.
Well, let's kind of pivot from this point on when we as Canadians or non-Americans look at this and go, oh my God, it's going to be a big issue.
Right.
The U.S. has a bit of a pass. You know, like the star athlete in high school, sometimes they don't follow the rules. Sometimes they're not, you know, behaving properly, but they kind of get a pass because they're the star, right, star athlete of the school. U.S. is the star athlete in the global economy.
Right.
And if they get downgraded, if they've got higher debt, they get a pass because they are the reserve currency. Where are people gonna go? So as Canadians, and I've heard quite a bit of this from our listenership, well, the U.S. is gonna go down. Well, who's gonna replace it?
Right.
Where would you put your money?
Right.
And if you're so confident, why aren't you putting your money there now?
Right.
Why, you know, where are we going to go? All to Europe? We're going to go to China?
You know, the gold bugs will say gold. We didn't see a massive increase in gold.
But in order for it to be gold, there has to be a utilization of gold globally.
As currency. That's right. Yeah. So let's go to what Diamond said. I agree with you. I think this is going to be a very short-lived event that we've seen before. His comments to me, made sense. He says, listen, ultimately the market's going to determine what the borrowing costs for the U.S. government are. Period. Not Fitch, not any credit rating agency.
Correct.
Okay. So, and I agree with that, right? He singled out Canada a little bit, which was an interesting comment. He said, you know, you take a look at a country like Canada, who's got a higher credit rating by the credit rating agencies than the U.S. does, but Canada, as an example, relies on the U.S. for stability and for the strength of their military.
Correct.
Okay. Interesting comment. So listen, I go back to his first comment. The first comment is the market will determine the pricing. And now we go back to what you said. Where will the global flow of capital go, and that will ultimately determine what the pricing is going to be.
And this is where, whenever there is concerns about the U.S., and I'm not suggesting that the U.S. will be the superpower forever.
Right.
I'm just saying they're the superpower
for now.
For now.
Yeah.
And until things change, they're the superpower for now. And the question we need to ask is, well, let me back up here. There people go into two different points of comments. They'll talk about here's the issue and here's the outcome. The outcome is the U.S. will no longer be the superpower of the world or the reserve currency or whatever it may be. Okay, what has to happen in between those two points? It's not today we're all on the U.S. dollar, tomorrow, literally Sunday,
right,
we're no longer going to use U.S.
Right.
There has to be some lead up to that. It's not a surprise the world is doing anything. Have we ever done anything as a world, the same time, all together, agreed to it, done deal?
No.
Never.
No.
So why do we have that mentality that the U.S. is going to fall and therefore we need to look at that? And if anything, like Jamie Dimon said, as Canadians, we are so dependent on the U.S. If the U.S. falls, how does that benefit Canadians?
Right. It doesn't. Okay. That's a more complicated answer.
Yeah.
But
so I think that's where, you know, we need to kind of look at that. Yeah. We need to look at understanding what the bigger picture is, and when the heavyweights of the financial world, Jamie Dimon, let's even talk about Warren Buffett, you know, all the capital didn't flow out.
Markets will determine where that money goes. We did see a spike in yields, interestingly, and it coincided with that announcement. So you could say on a temporary basis, some investors demanded more premium. But you know what? Early on the trade on Friday, I was noticing that it started to unwind, and if you know what happened with the S&P downgrade, you know, it follows that. We'll see that dissipate over time. But it did have an effect on markets, right? That was used as a catalyst, rightly or wrongly.
Short term.
For some selling pressure.
Short term impact, areas of opportunity, I see it. I think when you worry about the strength of a country, you have to do a full analysis. And if you're going to look at that and say there's a problem, I want you to feel that problem even more. I want you even to act. I want you to get rid of all these good companies.
Yep.
Sell them to me at cheaper price because you're so scared.
You're so greedy.
I love when they, you know, even the earnings that came out, you know, you look at a couple of tech companies, let's pick on two of them. Amazon, Apple came out on Thursday night and you see one taken off because they've got some better guidance. One didn't give as great guidance, but had good numbers, and they got like hammered 3-4% right out of the get-go.
Yeah.
Okay, keep on selling a good company at lower prices. Keep on selling it down there, because then it's shopping time for us. So I like that.
Right on.
I like that.
Okay, listen, let's wrap this segment up. We've got an upcoming seminar.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all of the economic and financial issues to protect your retirement on Tuesday, August 15th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. Register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Are housing prices getting out of control in Calgary? Stick around after the break. You're on More Than Money in QR Calgary.